Unit 2. Exam practice, part 2. Exercise 1. You will hear a radio interview with Professor Finney, who gives advice on how to be liked by other people. For questions 1 to 7, complete the sentences with a word or a phrase.
Professor Finney, as a child psychologist who specializes in educational psychology, you must have to deal with quite a wide range of problems faced by adolescents.
That's right. My research has focused on the learning difficulties of young children, especially the way their friends and family affect their performance at school.
And what is it that makes some pupils succeed and others fail?
Well, research suggests that if you get on well with people and are well-liked, it builds your self-esteem, your self-respect, and this helps you make the most of your abilities.
I see. So how you see yourself is important?
Oh, indeed. It's important to feel good about yourself.
But what can someone who doesn't get on well with their peers, with other pupils of the same age, do to improve their image, their relationships?
Well, first of all, it's extremely important not to be negative all the time. If someone makes a mistake, you should react with encouragement and understanding. Nobody likes to feel or look foolish. It's the banana skin syndrome, and we all make slips. So if someone gets the teacher's question wrong, you shouldn't start sniggering or giggling.
Which, of course, a lot of kids do.
Oh, yes, some do. Or when somebody drops something. I would say it's good to say something positive whenever possible. Let's say someone is wearing a new jacket or has had their hair cut. It's so simple to say something nice about it. Don't just ignore it. You can always say, "Where did you get it from?" or "That's a nice hairdo." Don't ignore people and...
Don't look on the gloomy side.
Don't always look on the gloomy side or what's negative, right? It's rather irritating. We all have a little grumble now and again, but nobody likes to hear every day that things are bad. Most people know they're bad. If a child doesn't like maths, he or she doesn't have to keep going on about it. Most kids don't like maths. Uh-huh. And if you're feeling depressed, one strategy is to try and listen to what other people are saying. Listen to the problems of others, and it may take your mind off your own problems. So, if you know someone's cat has just died, ask them about it, gently, of course, and listen to the answer. It may take your mind off your maths homework.
You're suggesting children, we, should take more interest in others.
Yes. Oh, yes, it's true of adults, too, but yes, that's right. Show interest in your classmates and in other people, too. It's good to get out and meet new people, relax, hear a joke, or tell a joke, even. It makes a big difference. Laughter goes a long way.
Yeah, not everybody is good at telling jokes, of course.
Yes, but we all tell stories, amusing stories. But getting on with people can be very simple. As simple as just making eye contact when you speak to people. Don't look over their shoulder. It comes across as very unfriendly or just indifferent. Look at people. It's so simple. For instance, I knew someone, a colleague at work, who would greet you in the morning with a cheery, "Good morning, how are you?" and all that. But he would be looking over your shoulder all the time at somebody else.
No eye contact.
That's right. You soon got the message. This person wasn't really talking to you, just going through the motions.
Insincere.
Yes.
Right. What about gossip? School kids do like to gossip about each other, don't they?
To some extent, yes. We all do. It's natural curiosity. But I don't think anybody likes people who spread rumors or repeat malicious gossip about others.